This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassettes, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We thank you for tuning in today. Please join us every Sunday for worship on this station.
Where do we go for help? This is a question that we will ask 1,000 times from the cradle to the grave. We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we realize that much has been accomplished during the course of mankind's history. Great developments, technology as we know it today. But Lord, when push comes to shove, we realize how helpless we are. Oh God, we pray that in that moment, when our souls are burdened and we have a big dose of helplessness, that we will know where to go. And grant that through the preaching of your word, we may find the answer in that inspired truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends in Christ, where do I go for help? We will ask that question thousands of times from the cradle to the grave. We realize that we don't have all of the answers. Life is interesting, challenging, but also rather frightening and perplexing. And it is in those moments of being frightened and perplexed that we turn around and ask the question, where do we go from here? And where is our help? It is a question that the people of Israel were asking. And today I use as my text the 121st Psalm. Here we are introduced to that question, where do I go for help? And God's Word, notice that God's Word gives us the answer. The answer comes from Him, not from any textbook, unless it be the Bible. The answer comes from God and not from any human being. If you have your Bibles, why don't you open to Psalm 121? 121. And here we read, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. John Stott, the English scholar, pastor, preacher, and author, has given us a bit of enlightenment here that perhaps was from his own research. The Psalms 120 through 134 are known as the Ascent Psalms. They were often sung, according to Dr. Stott, by the Israelites as they walked over the highways to the city of Jerusalem for one of the three major festivals of the church year. Can't you just envision these Israelites? Together because they were afraid of the robbers who would attack if they were alone. They had that fellowship. And then they would lift up their eyes and their ears and their mouths and sing, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, and all around there would be the little mountains. And then the question was asked, where do I go for help? And right away, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, my help comes from the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth. Where do I go for help? Most people will ask that question, as I said, 1,000 times in a lifetime. The folly of the independent person, the one who says, I don't need anyone's help, is to be pitied. The person who thinks that he knows it all and he can live free from anyone is one who is not really with it. A little child who cannot utter a word, gives action that says, I'm after some help. A little babe in arms, when there is a problem, pain perhaps in his little body, reaches out and cries and feels around his fingers and his arms and his legs. They just reach out for anybody nearby. And it isn't long before he identifies that somebody as being his mother or father. And there he'll cleave to that parent. The youth growing up having some perplexing questions in the crucial moments of her life will turn to her mother and father and say, I'm going to be married. I need some answers to the perplexing questions that I don't know about. Can you tell me about it? Where do I go for help? Where better place than to mother or to dad? We are a young person on the job, fresh out of school of one kind or another, trying to impress the employer as best you can, wanting to get ahead in your work. But you're puzzled. Where do I go for help? So you find an employee who has been there for years and say, can you help me? Where do I go for help when there's excruciating pain in my body? I seek out the doctor. And if the doctor in my town doesn't have the answer, then maybe I go to one of the primary medical centers of our society. I'm after help. And when you are older, and you know not which way to turn, and your strength is fleeting, you turn around and you say, is there somebody who can help me with some of these problems? When your spouse has Alzheimer's disease, and he or she doesn't know you when you come into the room, or what he or she says doesn't make sense, there's a feeling of exasperation. Where do I go for help? Now, the marvelous thing is that there is a lot of good help for many, many problems in this world. And we are very, very wise if we will seek out that help. But we also know that there are some of these questions that can't be answered. But the folly of believing that all of the answers are here, humanly speaking, is wrong. I recall my father in the year before he died. They had discovered in his body, in his bladder, a huge cancer. And when the doctor was going to break this news to Dad, he asked me to come into the counseling room. And you could see that the doctor was really crushed. He wanted to help my father so badly. But finally he said to him, Mr. Larson, I'm afraid that your days on this earth are somewhat numbered. You have a large malignant tumor in your bladder. And then, in rather technical language, he tried to describe it to us. And my father said to the man, looking at him and realizing that he was a bit distraught and had used a little profanity in all of this description, Dad said to him, Doctor, I'm not an educated person, but I assume that you found something you can't deal with, and consequently, I'm going to die. And the doctor said, that's putting it on the table. And my father said to him, you did the very best you could. And if you could have done something by putting me on the table, you would have put me there, and perhaps it would have been healed up. But I'm going to die, and when I die, I'm going to my heavenly home because Jesus Christ is my Savior. And the doctor looked at him and said, Mr. Larson, if that is your belief, you have something going for you that I do not have. Dad had the answer. And where did he get the answer from? From some feeling? Or from some emotional person who just wanted to make him feel better? No. He got that answer from the 121st Psalm. My help at this time in my life comes from the Lord. He created me. He has made the heavens and the earth. And he created me. There's the answer. The answer is in the Word of God. And it points to God Almighty, who is the answer. He is the one who knows us. He has created this whole world. And the crowning work of that creation is a human being. Insignificant as we seem to be in proportion to size, we nevertheless are the crowning work, the most precious part of his creation. And while I do not want to see our beautiful universe and nature destroyed, no mountain, no ocean, nothing is as valuable as one human being in the eyes of God, according to the Word of God. The crowning work of the creation. How I love to stand in Estes Park out in Colorado. That huge Mount Mica that is before you. And there you are, that insignificant little physical body. But to realize, he knows me. And the psalmist says, he created me. He created the heavens and the earth. He created me. Now let's take a look at this psalm again, because it's that 121st psalm, not what I'm saying today, but what the Word of God has to say in this scripture. And I pray that you will, if you're not acquainted with it, you'll get acquainted with it, the 121st psalm, and if at all possible, commit it to memory. Here it says, he will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Now, this was before Christ, and the people of God were identified as the people of Israel. But then Jesus Christ came, and suddenly the Word of God and the spiritual Israel becomes all of those people who confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, trusting him as their Redeemer. So we call that the church. Now, that's not the particular organized denomination or whatever it may be, but there is within the organized denomination, there is within the organized congregation, those who trust in Jesus. And collectively, around the world, this is the spiritual Israel, which is the church. And what does he say about that church? What does he say about the individual in it? What does he say to you and to me who is asking that question, where shall I go for help? The Lord is your keeper. He not only created you, he's going to keep you. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun is not going to smite you by day, nor the moon by night. That's pretty good, isn't it? But you say, well, then why did this person have a malignancy and die, or have a heart attack and die, or have an accident and die? Where is the Lord in keeping her? The Lord has not limited himself when he gives these promises to the 70 years and 10 that we may spend here on this earth. He is dealing with us as his created sons and daughters, redeemed in Jesus Christ to be his for all eternity. And some of the answers are outside of these days as we walk here on the earth. They are only understood when we look at ourselves as citizens of the eternal kingdom. That's the Lord. That's the one who protects us. And he goes on to say, I'll keep you from all evil. Listen to what he is saying, friend. Don't you sometimes worry? Don't you say, where can I go to get somebody to help me? I'm sending my children and my grandchildren off to college, off to the military, off to work in far distant place. And there will be all kinds of temptations, yes, there will, and Satan will be anxious to grab them. But you can go with a promise that if that child of yours and that grandchild of yours who has been given the word of God, I pray, in your home, can really lay hold of Christ, God will walk with him. God will be with him. Last Sunday, I called one of our grandchildren. He called me. And during the course of the conversation, I said to him, Mark, did you go to church this morning? You bet I did, Grandpa. Heard a marvelous sermon. And he said, I grow stronger in my faith all the time, and I'm going back to church tonight. Do you know, he said, since coming to this part of Arizona, I have had to find new friends. And all of my friends I have found so far in this year are in the church. We have a great time together. That's the body. Not that he doesn't reach out to others, but that's where his friends are. God has given that promise that they would help one another. They would rebuke one another where it was necessary. They would comfort one another where it was necessary. I don't worry about that boy. God has said, I'm going to keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul, your life. The Lord will keep you going out and you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Throughout his church, the body of believers are bound together, listening to what is said and being practiced by others to give confidence that his word is truth. God works with us. And you might say, well, this is all theory as far as I'm concerned. It is theory until you meet Jesus Christ. And when you meet Jesus Christ and you know him as your personal Savior, then no longer is it theory. How do you meet him? If you confess your sins and in repentance turn to the Lord Jesus and receive him as Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit will give you power to receive Christ and create within your heart faith. And then you can read and live in his word, and that's what you'll do when there is that relationship. And God will bless you. Turn your eyes on Jesus. And during those thousands of times when you will ask the question, where do I go for help? Oh, sure, if you're sick, go to the doctor. But realize when the doctor has reached his limit, the only one who can give us real help is Christ, who takes away the sins of the world and makes you his forever. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you that your Spirit will empower us to focus our eyes on Jesus Christ. And again, we thank you for all of this human help that surrounds us, and we pray that we may use it wisely. And we know that there are many who can help us with the everyday matters of life. But when we are perplexed and we know no other place to go, help us to come to you. For you are the one who has created us, and you are the one who has promised to be our keeper. May we immerse ourselves so in your word that we may at all times realize that there is the answer and can give us the strength that we need. Give us the power of recall of that word. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. May God's richest blessings be with you this week. We would like to thank each of our listeners for their kind, prayerful, and financial support in broadcasting the Word of God each week. Many of our listeners have chosen to include our ministry in their estate planning. Christian Crusaders invite you to consider a final gift to our ministry as a way to ensure that your legacy lives on. Christian Crusaders now offers a DVD video series of sermons by Reverend Larson called Basic Biblical Truths. Each volume in this 5-disc set is available for a suggested donation of $10 or $50 for the entire set. Please call or visit our website at christiancrusaders.org to order. If you would like a CD, cassette, or printed copy of today's sermon, write to Christian Crusaders, T.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or call our toll-free number, 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, the voice of Christian Crusaders since 1962. Christian Crusaders is now in its 72nd year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.